T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For WIP, Joe Giglio with you, and with us here for the 6 o'clock hour is Howard Eskin. Howard, how are we doing tonight?
Oh, I've never had a bad day in my life. Another great day. All kinds of action. A
lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of clickbait going on because the reporters make it that way. It's an all-out brawl at the Eagles.
Listen, this is a loaded hour. We have to get into an all-out brawl at the NovaCare Complex that had people off the street with binoculars watching the Eagles fight, according to Howard. We have to get to Dak Prescott demanding $40 million a year. And, of course, Carson Wentz and whether or not he's going to play in this preseason game on Thursday. But, Howard, let's start with the Phillies because that was another bad road trip, 2-5, and they lose 3 out of 4 in San Francisco. Now 2 games out. We can't even say, oh, they're tied for the wild card anymore. They're 2 out. They are now behind the Mets in the NL East, which you kind of called last week and said the Mets will finish ahead of them. They're in 4th place, 2 games out of the wild card, and this season is just trending just totally the wrong way. They're a mess.
They have no pitching.
Nope.
And their offense is just, when you get to like mid-late June, it's hard to turn around your offense. It's not hard to turn around winning and losing, but what you see is what you've got. And what I've seen and what everybody in Philadelphia has got with the Phillies is a team that doesn't hit just with men on base. They don't hit with men in scoring position. They leave so many runners on base. I didn't know how to classify their lineup. I called it dysfunctional because it just doesn't, there's a lot of things that don't fit. I don't care who gets on base and who does. They don't hit with men on base. And it's just, it's obviously unacceptable. I don't know why that's the case. You can't just blame it on one player and Andrew McCutchen not being there. Even if he was leading off and he got on base, you still don't have guys that hit with men on base.
They do miss him, though. That's kind of the turning point of the season.
Don't you think the Cardinals missed Molina a couple of times?
He's been out twice, I think.
Don't you think the Yankees missed
all their
many
guys,
of their 24
Judge
or 28
and Sanchez.
Players?
Yeah, a lot.
So I don't want to hear about injuries.
But those teams are deeper. The Phillies aren't deep.
They had three or four good hitters.
The rest are just average.
Did I tell you last week, and you start to look at it and say, you know what? They really don't have a farm system, a good one. They have a farm system, but it's not a good one. The Yankees always bring up players that can play.
Dodgers.
The Dodgers bring up players that can play.
Astros.
The Astros bring up players that can play. I'm just going to go in their division. The Mets have better young players in a better system.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Nationals have better young players in a system. And the Mets have better young players in this system.
And the Braves.
And well, I mentioned the Braves. I thought I did, but it's just unbelievable. And watch out for Miami. I know they've got a bad record. They stripped that team of everything. But Don Mattingly told me their pitchers in the minor leagues are better than the pitchers they have
now. Yeah, like Sixto Sanchez. It was like 26 consecutive scoreless innings.
But he's talking about the starter.
He's a starter.
Oh, well, I thought he was a relief
pitcher. No, well, he may be one day, but they're starting him in the minors.
Okay, I thought the Phillies projected him as a relief
pitcher. Maybe he ends up that way, but he's pitching well for them in the minors.
But, yeah, but there's more than just that. There's more than just that. It's just the Phillies. I mean, San Diego's got a better farm system than the Phillies.
They certainly do, yeah. Look, the Phillies have a couple guys they're excited about, but it's not deep, and it's not like they can just bring people up when they struggle and they could plug them in. The bullpen, Howard, is an issue. You mentioned the offense, which is up and down. I actually think the starting pitching, Howard, has been – Arrieta wasn't good last night. But for the most part, the last 2 weeks, the starting pitching hasn't been awful. They're not scoring enough runs. It's not good.
Who were they playing the last 2 weeks?
Agreed. But I think we all looked at it and said, man, this starting pitching's bad.
It is bad.
But the last 2 weeks, if they had scored at a decent clip, they would have
they
more
were
wins.
Playing bad teams.
I understand.
Hey, Joe,
that.
Can I
you got
ask,
numbers? You got what? Oh, you got
no,
analytics?
No. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you do drugs?
No.
Okay. Well, were you doing drugs last week when you said Gabe Kapler was a top 10 manager?
No, I was high on life, Howard. High on life.
You had to be doing drugs.
No, I got a list for you. I have a list.
Let me just make this clear. I'm not asking for Kapler to be fired. I don't think he should or will be fired before the season's over. Unless there's an alternative, I think he will come back. I think he's okay as a manager. He's not the biggest problem, although Aroyd, it's part of the worst baseball broadcast in the history of baseball broadcasts.
It's not a good broadcast. ESPN. It's not good.
And what is, what's her name, Jennifer?
Jessica Mendoza. She got a car accident, apparently. That's why she wasn't there last night.
Oh, she wasn't?
Yeah, apparently she's okay. She got rear-ended.
She's terrible on the broadcast.
Now that we know she's okay, she's terrible.
Well, she's terrible on the broadcast.
I agree.
And she shouldn't be doing games that involve teams that compete against the Phillies because she works for the Mets.
And A-Rod, well, until recently, he had been still being paid by the Yankees. Like, they're both not objective. They work for teams.
Well, yeah, but he's on the outs. He's done with the Yankees.
Yeah, well, they paid him for a while to be on the outs.
But but he's terrible.
Yeah, so but he roasted Kapler last night. I thought he was wrong. A-Rod was wrong. Like, what he said, he wanted him to walk Pilar to get to Crawford. Yep. But when that at-bat started, the runner was on first base. You're not going to walk the go-ahead run into scoring position.
But when it was 3-1, when did he say it? When it was 3-1?
Maybe.
The
wild pitch happened. But yeah. But here's the thing. Pivetta is the matchup you wanted. Like, that's why he brought Pivetta to get Pilar out.
Well, and the reality is, I don't know. The Phillies depend too much on analytics, so I don't know how the next hitter profiled or this hitter
Crawford profiled
against Pivetta. But for you to say, and this is not a criticism of Gabe Kapler, this is a criticism of you, to say he's a top 10 manager, I swear you found somebody on the street selling drugs.
Nope.
And you took him
Before we go into our list, I'll bring you back to the conversation. I was in for DeCamera last week. I was with John Ritchie. And someone called in and said that Gabe Kapler is one of the worst managers in baseball, and if he was fired, no one would hire him. So a couple days later, Nightingale put that story out. You don't have to believe it if you want. But
I don't believe it
at all. But there's already a story that someone else would hire Gabe. And I said...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right. I mean, the media in the world today
is
a joke.
Yeah, I know.
It's fake news.
But I do believe he'd get hired by somebody else if they could...
No,
I do. And he's a good manager, and he's a top 10 manager.
He's an okay manager, but he's not a top 10 manager. And this is not a criticism of Gabe. I'm going to go down... Do you want me to go down this
list? All right, I have a list of 10, which he's on, so I'll tell you which ones we agree on, that they're better than him.
Okay, well, let's take the guy from Atlanta.
Snicker. Oh, no, I don't think he's any good.
What?
Nope. Snicker.
Okay.
He's not good. Okay. He's Pete McKinnon with a good roster. He doesn't do anything. That roster just wins by itself.
Well, but that's all people do. That's all managers do.
No.
You put the lineup out there, and you let them play.
So then what's your list? Just the best teams with the best players?
No, it's just Clint Hurdle has a bad record this year. But Clint Hurdle's a better manager.
So I didn't have Clint Hurdle, but I think that's a good debatable one. He's right around the same area.
Clint Hurdle's a better man. Alex Cora, bad team this year.
Check. I got you. We're on the same page with Cora.
Okay.
One.
Joe Maddon.
Yes, two.
Okay. I would take David Bell.
Oh, stop.
No, and the reason I would
He's
take
He's under
it,
500 in his first year.
But... He wasn't supposed to have a good team, and they're competing like everybody else for a playoff spot.
So wait,
that was a team that wasn't good, and they're overachieving. Now, don't you want your if you're looking at managers?
Yes.
And it's really, I just think managers lose games and don't win them. But if you have a team that wasn't supposed to be good and they overachieve, and they're certainly Cincinnati Reds are a tough team right now.
I agree.
Okay, so that has to mean something.
Sure,
to go to the manager.
But wait, couldn't I have said the same thing about Gabe Kapler last year? They were in the race last year at this time. Same thing about David Bell. You're saying right now was Kapler last year.
We have a good sample of Kapler,
and
he's not in the race.
So, but David Bell's team has a positive run differential. They've outscored those opponents, and they still have a losing record. Why?
Their pitching is obviously not good enough.
No, I don't think he's a good manager in the game.
Okay. They have done better than people expect. They have overachieved.
Just like the Phillies last year. David Bell, I disagree.
Terry Francona.
Agreed.
Okay. Bud Black.
No. What has Bud Black ever won?
Okay. Bud Black's first of all, with Colorado, he had the
playoffs last year.
Yeah, okay.
And look at them this year.
Has Gabe Kapler gotten to the playoffs? You are a dope. All right.
Go ahead.
Ron Gardenhire.
You have David Bell on here. He's managed half a season.
Okay.
Ron Gardenhire stinks.
Okay. Didn't he get his team in the playoffs one year?
2 years? A bunch of years, actually, with the Twins.
Okay, so he obviously is going by that. He's a good manager. A.J. Hinch.
Yes, of course.
Okay, Dave Roberts.
Yes.
I would even take Brad Ausmus, but we can debate
that. I don't like Brad Ausmus.
Okay. Craig Counsell.
I agree with you.
Okay. Rocco Baldelli.
I need to see more. I don't like...
You don't have to see more. We're judging him right now. He's a better manager.
He's doing a nice job. He's in first place most of the year. I need to see him finish out a full year.
How about this? If you really want to break it down, and you'll go nuts, Mickey Callaway.
You're out.
No.
They tried to fire that guy a million times.
According to the media.
Not according to the media. According to everyone up there, because that guy stinks.
So, the ones we debate, and I'll still... All right. Now, Aaron Boone, Bob Melvin.
No, I agree on Melvin. I don't agree on Boone.
What?
Nah. Aaron Boone's got the best 40-man roster in baseball.
You still on drugs.
What does he do?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. He loses a superstar. They bring up a guy from the minors. He hits 350.
Oh, my gosh. He's got them to play. They're savages. He's got them to play.
He's got the best roster in baseball.
Not with minor league players.
Those minor league players could start for half the teams.
How about his starters? He doesn't have a really good starting rotation.
He writes the lineup out. They score 6 runs a game. That's him?
Okay.
They're savages, like he told you.
How else are you going to judge a manager? Tell me Bruce Bochy had the players. That's why he won World
Series. Bruce Bochy is a top 10 manager. Okay. No doubt about it.
What's his name? Schilt? Is that his name?
Mike Schilt stinks.
Okay. That team wasn't supposed to be squat top.
Yeah, they were. People thought they'd go to the World Series. No.
Even Dave Martinez, who I didn't like, is atrocious
down there. Okay. Francona, Cash, Cora, Hinch, Melvin, Council, Bochy, Madden,
Roberts.
The ones that are
somewhat debatable. So, and I still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, even though we debated on some of the others. Yeah. I still have 15.
I gave you 10. 9 or 10. That's it. He's right there.
I have 15 that are better.
David
even
Bell.
Even taking out the ones that you debate.
Brian Snicker. 888-729-9494.
Absolutely.
Listen,
clueless.
The guy's been given trash for two years. He has a winning record as a manager, and all we do is complain. Okay. You got A-Rod doesn't know what he's talking about in the booth.
Well, I don't care about A-Rod. A-Roid, by the way. I don't care about A-Roy.
Alex, we'll call him Alex.
And I'll call him A-Roy because he's a liar and a cheat.
Sure he is.
All right? So that's all he is a liar and a cheat. And I don't think he does his homework. He just...
I agree.
Yeah, whatever. But I don't care what he said last night. And this is not an indictment that they should get rid of Gabe Kapler, but to say he's a top 10 manager
is
the most ridiculous...
He gets more out of crap than most managers could.
This team... got players that should be better.
But they're not here. And the McCutcheon's not here. The whole bullpen. 6 guys in the bullpen are gone.
Wait a minute. Tommy Hunter stinks. Pat Neshek is the softest piece of...
You know what those guys are?
I want to call him not a wimp. I want to use another word.
Those guys are better than the crap they have down there now. No. Yes,
they are. Pat Neshek doesn't want to pitch a second.
I don't disagree with you.
And Tommy Hunter ought
to
have a couple of salads once in a while.
You know what? One's soft and one's fat, but guess what they are? They're better than Mike Morin. And who else is down there right now? Those guys are just garbage. The bullpen he has right now, they're minor leaguers.
I don't think Pat Neshek or Tommy Hunter were any good.
Yeah, but
the only guy they miss is
pitchers.
Robertson.
No.
That's the only guy.
What about Adam Morgan?
Adam Morgan hasn't been hurt for the whole year.
He was hurt for a portion, came back.
Every team has pitchers that are in and out. That's just what they are.
If you take away David Robertson and Tommy Hunter and Pat Neshek, that's a lot.
Oh, stop it's with a, Tommy Hunter and Pat Neshek.
Howard,
stop.
They're quality major league pitchers.
And Sir Anthony and Adam Morgan.
And Sir Anthony. There's a good point by Moshe there.
Wait a minute. Sir Anthony was struggling before he got hurt.
But I'm saying Adam Morgan. There's five guys that are injured.
Wait a minute.
Six.
But everybody has injuries.
Not like this to one bullpen.
The Yankees have injuries to their starting staff. Okay. They don't. The best pitcher last year was Cervino, right?
Yes, and he's been out for the whole year.
Okay. But they missed the best pitcher.
They have 39
they have the best
good
record
players
in baseball.
Because they're players. You're the one that says the managers don't matter.
Everybody made Sir Anthony, anointed him as this great pitcher. I don't know. He had 1 year. And he had some inconsistencies in that 1 year. And then he had control problems within that 1 year.
Yes.
So don't give me Sir Anthony.
But guess what he's better
as
than?
A major
Blake
piece.
Parker and Mike Morin. These guys were unemployed two
I
weeks ago.
I don't care.
Okay, so you want to take away a major league bullpen? Give a you know, you always say shake a tree outside. You can find
everybody has injuries.
This bullpen, you could shake a tree
Eagles
on Broad
Super
Street
Bowl with a second string quarterback.
Yeah, that second string quarterback just got $80-something million to be a starter.
I don't care.
Okay,
what he got.
You could shake a tree and find Nick Foles. No, he's a quality quarterback.
No, he's a very good quarterback.
Yeah, you can't. You could shake a tree and find Mike
Morin.
But
they won with a backup. He was a backup. He couldn't find a starting job.
Oh, you know why? You made my point. The Eagles won because they had the best roster in the NFL. The Yankees win because they have the best roster in baseball. The Phillies
minor
don't
league roster. They have a minor league roster.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their minor leaguers are better than the Phillies starters.
Well, maybe the manager helps in that regard. He Howard. Relates to the player. You know what Gabe Kapler's biggest problem is? His biggest problem.
What he says not, after a game?
He's got, well, that is horrible.
There
well,
it is.
That's horrible. Yeah, I'm sure what I'm talking
and
about.
And it doesn't matter what
he's
he says
not,
after a game.
He's not assertive enough to his team. Forget about to us. He should say more. He's got to be assertive and say, hey, you know, you can't have meetings all the time. This is unacceptable.
But
hey,
what
guys.
Is unacceptable? Not Rhys Hoskins popping out? You can't tell.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. You know what's unacceptable? Okay, well, I'm glad you did. What's unacceptable? Their two-strike approach sucks. So the manager's got to say, hey, guys, when we have men on base, I want you to put the ball in play. That's what I want you to do.
You think they're not trying to do that?
No, I don't think they're taking the right approach. I said approach. They're swinging for home runs. I need them to make contact.
Why don't we get mad at the players? Rhys Hoskins for the second straight
the
August.
Manager's got to tell him.
Yeah.
The manager's got to tell him. And he's got to be assertive. And good managers are assertive
for the
with his
second
players.
Straight August. Rhys Hoskins becomes invisible, and we complain about the guy in the dugout with a lineup card. He's supposed to be their leader.
I'm not complaining about him. He's not top 10.
But he is.
I am complaining about him. I don't want to see him
no,
get
not
fired.
You, but everybody. That's what everybody wants. Okay, just blame the manager.
That's fine.
Let's talk to Tom in Marlton. What's up, Tom?
Yo. I just want these guys to know, like I said to you, or I said to the guy that answered the phone, it's going to be strike three for Gabe, okay?
What was strike one and two?
The past 2 years.
He's only been here 1 year before this, Tom.
Right. So that's 2 years.
That's two strikes.
It will be 2 years.
When it comes up for him to be here next year is going to be strike three. Definitely. No question. The majority of people call your station, they say Gabe's got to go.
I hear them.
All day long you hear it.
Uh-huh, and I disagree.
Okay. Well, okay, that's it. That's my point, okay? That's it. He has to go.
Why?
They need to get rid of him.
Why?
Because he's just creating dissent between the people, between the fans. He's people call up your station and say all this stuff about him.
Tom, the manager has to go because fans are upset the team's losing?
He's not somebody that the people are enjoying. He's a player, actually.
Tom, here's what I'll tell you.
He's not on the field. He's with the players. He's in the dugout with them.
I'll say one thing. People don't have to enjoy him. And these people that say, well, the Phillies got to do something and they got to fire somebody because they're going to sell tickets. It's done. The ticket selling part of the season's over. They only have basically half of August.
Yeah.
And September, the kids go back to school.
And if we listen to the fans about who should be fired and hired, Doug Peterson would have gone after the first year.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's people on this station.
Right, like,
that he was
this
a high
is what we do.
Coach.
We get upset. We get emotional. That's not how you pick coaches and managers.
No,
you
do I agree it on with a it, lot but he's things. Not top 10. But I don't want to see him. I'm not asking for him to get fired.
Where would you put him? Was 16, 18? How many ahead of him?
16 to 17.
All right.
Midway.
I think you're more fair on this than most people. Because most people I talk to say he's 30.
No, he's not 30.
Right, he's not 30.
There's some bad managers out there.
There are. We watch him every night. All right, 888-729-9494, #9494. We'll come back.
But you're a dope.
I'm not a dope. What I am is right on this. It's just, you'll see.
Okay, and I want to address the social media, which is not social and not media.
That's what you've told me.
Yeah, what happened today, which was blown totally out of proportion.
So when we get back, Howard will explain blow by blow the biggest brawl in Eagles training camp history. That's what I read today. All right, 888-729-9494, Sports Radio 94 WIP. 628 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you, Howard Eskin with us.
You think Gabe Kapler's better than Snitker is about to win his second straight Eastern Division.
He sits there and does nothing. He's the worst.
What do most managers do?
You know what they do? They get the most out of what they have.
Well, then, okay, Gabe's not doing that.
Yes, he is. He is for the second straight year.
No, you're burned.
Well, all right, wait a
you're
second. This team right now, as assembled, this team that just played in San Francisco, what kind of, if they played a full season, how many games should they win? This team. Because I see it as a 70-win team he has right now. this team right now. Smiley and Velasquez and Morin and Parker.
Yeah, but he didn't have this team the whole year.
But this is what he has now.
Yeah, but don't tell me they're a 70-week team based on the rotation now.
Okay,
the rotation now is because the others are done.
Right, so when they were 32 and 22, when he had all his players or a lot of his players, they were playing well.
No, they were playing first. Last year, they did well early in the season.
Yes.
That's not an indication of what. You've got to do it over time.
Well, that's
why Snicker's done
it
over two seasons.
He has. And Acuna, Donaldson would be the second best player on the Phillies.
I can't talk to you.
I mean, am I wrong? He has better numbers than Reese. He's like their third or fourth best player.
That's close, whether Reese or Donaldson. That would be close, because I think Reese is in. The problem, he doesn't have those numbers because he's been in such a horrible slump.
But it's close, and Donaldson.
But he doesn't have anybody around him, because your manager has put now Harper at one and Hoskins at two, and there's not enough good players to hit behind him that are hitting.
I agree with that.
Okay, so who sets the lineup up?
Well, he's trying to get those guys to the plate more often.
No, he's trying to get them on base.
He's trying to get them to the plate more often. Okay. The lineup turns over.
That's really done. That did a lot of good against Baumgartner. It did a lot of good in the third game when they had three hits.
Oh, wait a second. We're going to pretend that the game they scored all those runs didn't happen? That worked.
That's one. Whenever they score a lot of runs, they suck the next game.
I don't disagree. Okay. All right. 888-729-9494. As we split hairs over managers here. But
we're not splitting hairs. We're splitting skulls.
There's no one's skulls getting broken. Unless Jake Arrieta comes in here to break some skulls. The one thing I will stand on is Brian Snitker stinks. That guy just stands there. Right. He does nothing. His bullpen management is a disaster.
If you ask people, and people are not the judge, 99% would take him
over. Just look
here
at the standings.
Okay, well, that's all you do.
No, you don't.
Charlie Manuel won a World Series with great players.
Right. So Brian Snitker is winning.
But everybody in town thought Charlie Manuel was a great manager.
He wasn't a great manager.
With three players in the middle of their great careers.
Right. You know what? Let's move on, because you have to tell us.
Because I got to give you the true story.
Right, let me tell you what I heard today.
Of what happened at the Eagles.
What
today.
I heard was there was a brawl to end all brawls today, that people were lining up on Broad Street, you know, and they were talking about it, and they were watching videos of it. What was this crazy brawl?
So you didn't get all
there?
The facts.
I got facts.
Elliot Shore Parks rolls out this. I'll just give you all of it. All right. So
Dillard, right?
They were Dillard and Barnett.
But
it got the fight was Barnett.
Okay, but
fight. It was a skirmish.
So Elliot was on the afternoon show.
But here's what I'll tell you.
He said Dillard kind of
it was such a
blindside block on Cyprian.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how many of those exist and happen all the time. It just didn't lead to anything else. But what happened? This is what really happened. There were people jumping over the fence from Broad Street to join in this all-out major fight brawl. They were jumping over the fence. And then he said 15 to 20 players. Mm-hmm. They took the whole, there was 90, every one of the 90 players, even the injured guys.
And the coaches?
Were in there pulling. No, not
and the reporters?
No, the coaches.
And
Merrill. It was just an all-out brawl. They were pulling helmets off heads, you know, fisticuffs. Come on.
Were Mike Quick and Merrill going at each other?
Joe McPeak, everybody. So Howard,
Merrill would not be going. Merrill's a peace-loving guy.
All right, tell us the truth. What happened?
Okay.
From your perspective.
It lasted about 30, 35 seconds. That's what it lasted. Because the coaches yelled, all right, let's next play. You know, it was quick. I didn't see a fight. I saw a skirmish, which happens all the time in training camp. 15 to 20 players breaking it up. They couldn't even, they're big guys. They're a big guy. Can you imagine 15 to 20 players getting down to two players?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of an exaggeration by clickbait Parks.
So this is is this the first time we've had one of these this camp?
Whatever extent. Yeah. The first time there was a skirmish. But it happens every year in camp.
It seems to always happen towards the end of, because does camp technically end Wednesday? Is that what they say?
Well,
because it's different, because then they practice on a different schedule?
Well, they practice. Well, they're practicing against the Ravens next week, but there'll still be people in there.
Right.
So it's still technically camp. But after the Ravens game, there is no public at the NovaCare, whatever they are, clients or partners or whatever. And it's still camp, because you're still getting ready for the season, because you know in the fourth game, I mean, not even that. And you might go down to the four string players to
you
play
in
this game. Yeah, I might be in there.
So, all right,
but it was a skirmish. It wasn't serious. It lasted about 30-35 seconds.
So before we go to the phone lines here, just to kind of put a bow on this, you're saying
I'm telling you, I couldn't believe all the people jumping over the fence wanting to join in this.
And you're saying here, just to clarify, this will rip the team apart this season, right? That's how bad it was. Doug has lost control.
It's a joke. Hey, listen, I understand. When you go to camp every day, and I've been there every day, when you go to camp every day, and there's really nothing going on, it's the same questions to the same player, to different players, same questions to the coaches. Tomorrow, whether it's the first or second question, is Wentz going to play on Thursday? And that's a legitimate question.
I think he should.
I think he should. Well,
a little bit.
I don't think he should for the reason you think he should. I think he should just to appease the fans, just he and Foles playing against each other. Hand the ball off three times and move on.
I mean, it's the Super Bowl 52 ball.
Well,
it's,
yeah.
So who just, really just was the quarterback?
Just move on from that. And I would set it up, but I found out today you're not allowed to set it up. I think the Browns, apparently in a story, told the Redskins what their plays were going to be in the first preseason.
Really?
Yes, and they're not allowed to do that.
I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but that's something else.
Yeah, right. So you can't tell the other coach, hey, listen, don't blitz. You play your guy, I'll play my guy, but you're not technically allowed to do that even in the preseason. But just for the fans, because it's going to be hyped up.
Sure it
We're
is.
At Tuesday, it's Foles against Wentz, and it's going to be all this nonsense. So I would play him for that reason, not for the reason you want to
have him
play.
I just want him to get some reps.
He's not even going to play in the third game. I can see that now.
It's disappointing.
Because they're going to practice against the team for 2 days, and then they have the walkthrough on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's changed the way these preseason games are played.
It's just, I mean, I think the cheating Patriots, they do it to videotape their practices. So they do, I think, two or three weeks.
It's like you're inviting a robber into your house.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what you do.
All right, let's talk to Steve in Levittown. What's up, Steve?
How you doing?
Good, Steve. What's up?
Joe, I have a question for you, Joe Giulio. What Kool-Aid do you drink at night?
I haven't had a glass of Kool-Aid in, like, I don't know, 20 years, Steve.
All right. Well, did you watch the bottom of the eighth inning of that game last night?
Yep. I thought it was managed fine.
You thought it was managed fine, putting Pervetta in there. Alvarez had two outs. Guy on first because he walked him.
Uh-huh.
He was doing okay.
Steve, Steve, before you go on, in his career, Kevin Pillar is a markedly better hitter against lefties than righties. It's like it's an egregious kind of difference.
I don't care.
But you have to care. But you have
no,
to.
No.
I'll say this, Joe.
Pervetta,
next year they're not going to be able to
horrible.
Do that. You have to face three batters.
But that's not the rule. But Steve.
Pervetta is horrible. He's horrible.
Steve.
Joe Giulio, you don't know what you're talking about.
Steve, and Jose Alvarez is what, Steve, against right-handed hitters? What is he?
Doesn't
he's good?
Matter.
No, it does matter, Steve. You don't like the move because it didn't work. It was logical.
It was not logical.
Yes, it was.
Horrible.
Steve.
Pervetta's horrible.
Steve.
I knew the Phillies were going to lose.
Okay.
And sure enough, at top of the ninth, they're behind 9-6.
Steve,
and that's what's going to
happen. So you'd rather keep the lefty in against the righty?
Because Kapler is a baseball idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a baseball idiot.
Okay, Steve, I'll say this. He's not a.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Joe Giulio. Go home and drink some Kool-Aid.
Steve, appreciate it, buddy.
He's not. Kapler's not a baseball idiot, but he overmanages based on his computer.
And
based on it, you know, you can't do that. There's what makes, I think, a manager, what could make a manager better, not great, because greatness is achieved when you win something, is a feel for the game. And it's not based on a computer readout. Based on how a guy profiles against another guy.
That's exactly what bullpen managing is.
Well, they always do lefty-righty. Now they don't always do lefty-righty.
But that's what he did last night. He made the move that every manager would make.
But they don't always do. Some pitchers are better against lefties or better against righties. So you can't always do it that way.
I want to throw the
thing is, sometimes you have to have a feel. And if a guy's on a roll, I don't necessarily care about lefty-righty. But if the pitcher's pitching well, and he's in a flow and in a groove, I would in some cases let that pitcher stay in
that.
The game.
But it's when it's a good pitcher. Like these guys he has in the bullpen, outside of Neris, none of them are really good.
Well, wait a minute. Pivetta's not good either.
I know that.
Okay.
Neither is Alvarez. They're all the same. So he's trying to get the best matchup because he has very limited
pitchers.
See how
they profile. See how they profile.
Here's the thing. In his career, Pilar, the guy who hit the hit last night that A-Rod all complained about, that in his career against lefties, he hits them really well. Against righties, he doesn't hit well. Why wouldn't you do that matchup? People just don't like when it doesn't work.
Sometimes you've got to take it upon yourself to not have that excuse sitting there. Well, you know, the numbers say, but I don't care about the numbers.
But you would care if he didn't do it.
If a guy's pitching a no-hitter and it's 1-0, 1-0, and you have a man on second for whatever reason.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not, he doesn't profile well, but he's in a flow. He's in a groove.
Yeah, he's done
that. Let him pitch?
He does that with Nola.
A no-hitter is a bad example.
He does that with Nola all the time. He's good pitchers, he gives them leash. Okay.
Well, they don't have any good pitchers, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, now you're making my point for me.
Well, but you don't have to worry about a leash. If a guy's pitching well, let him stay.
When you have one batter that kills lefties and doesn't hit righties, I'm always going to put the righty in. That's just common sense. Common sense sometimes it doesn't work. Like, he made the right move, it didn't work.
Well, common sense doesn't work when you start talking about Gabe Kapler.
Listen, no, I'm the only one with the common sense around here.
Yeah, and
everybody
again,
else just wants to jump on the
I
results.
I just want to make it clear.
Yes.
I'm not asking for him to be fired. He's okay as a manager, but he's not top 10, and you are definitely, definitely on drugs.
Zero drugs.
I'm going to get a private investigator to follow you around.
It's a very boring.
Well, it is
job for the private investigator.
Until you do the drugs.
No, see, there's no drugs.
Yeah, it's just,
I'm with my little kids all day. I come in here. There's no drugs.
I'm gonna put Elliot Shore Parks, who I like,
is he the private investigator?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on the case because he's so dramatic with everything he does, and I love Elliot. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I know, and I think Elliot's great, but he's like so over the top. So he will have you in a drug part of the city. Where is it? Right off of, is it Lehigh Avenue?
Yeah, wherever I live is not that place. I'll tell you right now.
No, but he's going to catch you down at that area at like 25th and
Lehigh.
Yeah,
it's going to take a while to catch me over there. I don't see that one happen. All right, 888-729-9490. If we come back, your phone calls on Gabe, on the Eagles, on the fight today.
And I'm going to give you an idea for Dak Prescott.
Okay, we have to talk about Dak, how much money he's asking for, and why it's Carson Wentz's fault. And Howard Eskin was blocked on Twitter by a future Hall of Famer. We have to discuss this on the other side. No, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you, Howard Eskin with us. And outside of our Gabe Kapler debate here and Howard covering a big brawl at the Eagles today.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. It was unbelievable, ripping off helmets.
I can't believe everyone's surprised. Does anyone get a broken nose? Is everyone okay?
You know what I saw? A bunch of players ran over. You know they have those tents at camp.
Yeah.
Grabbing chairs and banging chairs over the heads of players.
Oh, it's like a WWE event.
It was unbelievable.
Sledgehammers.
It was unbelievable. They grabbed the chairs. They started banging, but the guys are wearing helmets, so they figured it was okay. So it's better than fists.
Special guest referee Howard Eskin.
better than fists. So you take chairs or grabbing chairs from the tents. They're banging them over the guys' heads. It was an all-out WWE brawl.
I can't wait
today.
For Doug to be asked about this tomorrow. All right, Howard, before we go back to the phone lines, two things. One, so the craziest guy in the NFL right now is Antonio Brown. And we found out today, apparently, he blocked you on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, go tell him to go bleep himself. it's just like, who is he to block me? He's a fraud. He's a great receiver. Okay.
Yeah.
Great player. But I don't know if he's not a destructive guy on a football
team. Oh, I think he is a destructive guy.
Yeah, okay. But the Raiders don't care because they're just trying to sell tickets for the new stadium.
Yeah, it's a reality show.
They bring him in, Gruden's kissing his ass. And I'm going to wait a little while to see how bad it gets with him. But I am going to send him a text and bury him for kissing his ass because he never kisses anybody's rear
end. Yeah, they're going to go 4-12 this year. They're terrible.
Well, yeah, they are.
And they have like 7 or 8 straight road games because they don't have a home and they have to go to London or something. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, Tampa's in a bad situation like that, but they have to go West Coast to London. But whatever, it's Antonio Brown. Oh, I'm going to retire if they don't let me use my helmet that I used in the past. Well, go ahead. You're going to have to give back your signing bonus. You're going to miss out on another $30 million. He's all about the dollars. And the dollar
signs, he's
gonna
the listen.
Cash.
He's going to listen eventually.
Yeah, ching, 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 Antonio. So I called him a dope, a moron, and an idiot on Twitter.
And he blocked you.
He blocked me.
The other, I was going to call him a dope, but I guess his agent's doing his job. So Dak Prescott apparently is turning down $30 million per year. And the latest today from down in Dallas is he wants $40 million per season. Howard, you know whose fault this is? And it's a good thing. This is Carson Wentz's fault. Carson got his deal. He got paid. And if I'm Dak Prescott's agent, I'm saying, look, I want just as much. Now, you might say that's silly, but that's the way
Carson
the agent's going to...
$40 million a year.
No, but he got 32.
Okay, so, but he's paying... Dak Prescott isn't as good a quarterback as Carson Wentz.
But, and I agree with you, I don't think he's as good. But if I'm his agent, I'm like, look, my guy doesn't miss games. My guy's been the quarterback of the division winner the last two out of the last 3 years. I'd ask for just as much or not more.
And your guy's never going to get you to a Super Bowl. But here's the thing. Because he's so hungry for money, we got to get a GoFundMe page.
We're going to help him?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how much do you think they're going to give him?
He ought to just say he's homeless, because remember those homeless people got all that money?
I think they're going to give him around 30, 32. It's going to be close to Carson. That's how I think it'll ultimately
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I hope they do. And I hope they make a lot of it guaranteed, because the Cowboys will be screwed.
So are we going to help him out with the other $8 million with the GoFundMe?
GoFundMe.
Okay.
You know, it's just, if I find him on the side of the road out of gas, I'll go help him. We'll start a GoFundMe page. But he needs some cash. You know, he doesn't have enough money. Doing those awful Campbell Soup. I like Campbell Soup, but they're awful commercials. He took over for Cam Newton when Cam Newton did something wrong in the yogurt,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
He was on the cover of that yogurt.
Yeah. So, you know, do your yogurt commercials, do your, you know, your Campbell Soup commercials, and you don't have enough money. It's just, he's out of control asking for $40 million, but he needs a GoFundMe page.
We'll help him out. All right, let's talk to who we got here. Mike and Berwin is up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. First off, King, we felt the ground shake up here in Berwin from that fight.
You know, we were talking about it.
It must have been the chairs banging over the guy's heads and the people jumping over the fence from Broad Street.
We were trying to figure out how far the impact went, and I guess Berwin is probably the outskirts of it.
Yeah, we just felt here, but, you know, we got through the time of trouble.
Well, it's just social media is not social, and it's not media. But I'm surprised they missed that part of it, because they like to be so sensational. They missed the chairs, grabbing the chairs, banging them over each other's head. And then 30 seconds later, they ran another play.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason for my call, Joe, I'm not sure you were really paying attention to the eighth inning last night.
I was watching.
Okay, here's what happens. Pilar comes up. There's a guy on first.
Uh-huh. Then he has the wild pitch. He goes to second.
Wild pitch. He goes to second. Then the count goes to 3-1. At that point, that is when A-Rod says, you don't give in here and give this guy a pitch to hit when you have a slumping guy coming up next.
So before you go
blocking
on,
blocking him was the right move.
It wasn't, because Kevin Pilar is not a good hitter. We make the mistake of saying, wow, A-Rod said this. Wow, he got a hit. Wow, A-Rod called it.
A-Rod.
He's not a good hitter. Brandon Crawford and now, Kevin Pilar are both the same similar hitters. They're not very good. It's not like, but Mike, it's not like it's prime Buster Posey up there, which then, of course, I agree, it's Kevin Pilar.
What? Yeah, but here's the issue. It was the count, 3-1. It was a hitter's count. A-Rod's point was correct, and I don't love A-Rod, by the way, at all, but in this one case, he's right. He'd rather go fresh with the guy coming up next who is in a slump.
Yeah, but here,
go on a 3-1 count.
Hey, Mike, here's what I'll say. And, you know, Gabe Kapler's not a top 10 manager, so we've established that.
We haven't, but
I've clearly established that. Managers make mistakes, but the players have to do their job. What is Pivetta even throwing him a good pitch for? Try to make him chase. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's all you try to do there. So I blame the pitcher in that situation. Not that I'm going to defend Kapler in different things that he's done. He mismanaged that White Sox game so terribly, it was a joke. But in this case, the pitcher has got to do the job and not give him a
pitch. I mean, Mike, he put him in to face Pilar, like to take the ball out of his hand and say, no, walk him now, when that's what he brought him in for. It seems very counterproductive in the middle of the at-bat. It's the middle of the at-bat.
Well,
like, he brought him in to face this guy. Like, that's his job.
Ideally, Pivetta would be in Lehigh Valley right now.
Right, ideally. But then that's the roster
but
construction.
He's not, and my feeling, I still agree with A-Rod, who I think is a dope normally. But
Android.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Howard, I'm a little disappointed in you ranking Gabe Kapler 16th or 17th. I've got him more like 25th.
See, this is what I'm talking about. He's a top 10 manager and ranking him 25th. This is the kind of stuff I have to deal with. Mike, we appreciate it.
You know,
you actually missed one that I had right with Gabe. You missed a good one. Torrey Lovello, I think the Diamondbacks manager, is a good manager.
I didn't see enough of him. And they've overachieved.
Yeah, I just think he has a pretty good record with an average team.
Yeah, and I don't know. They should have more than an average team.
But they traded away Goldschmidt and they lost Frankie.
Here's where you're way off base here. Because the Phillies have injuries.
Lots.
This is what a good manager, top 10 manager, mm-hmm. does. He gets them to play because he does still have a decent lineup. More than he should have. Well, they're not hitting.
Whose fault is that? Theirs.
And that's the whole point. So don't tell me the manager does all this. You've got to get the players. And my biggest criticism is Gabe has got to be more assertive with these players. Hey, guys, this is so unacceptable. There's no way I'm putting up with this. And I'm pulling a guy out of the lineup each day. I'm making a point. Now, if they don't like him, they don't like him. If he wants to go down with them, he's going to go down with them. He's not getting fired. And I think unless you find somebody better, and I don't know that person will be out there, you're not going to replace him next year. It's just, I think there might be a couple of guys out there, and then you'd have to think about it. But this is not, I'm not asking for this. I'm just challenging you on your ridiculously foolish,
and I told
stupid
you,
statement that he's top 10 manager.
They've gotten outscored by like 70 runs in his tenure, and he has a 500 career record. That's pretty good. That's hard to do.
You're going to tell me you are going to accept. I don't care. But part of that, whatever other numbers you throw in there, is a manager getting players to overachieve. And that's part of it.
Last year, they overachieved. That team stunk.
Wait a minute. Did I miss something? Didn't they blow up the second half of the season?
Yep.
Okay, so they didn't overachieve.
They did. That team was worse than a 500 team.
How many wins did they have last year?
80.
Okay. Is that overachieving?
For the roster he threw out there most days? Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's overachieving.
Yeah. Right. You gave David Bell credit. He's under 500 right now.
He's under 500, but he's a team that wasn't even supposed to be close to 500.
That's what the Phillies were last year.
Okay.
Right. See? I try to teach Howard once a week at least.
This team was supposed to be a real playoff team, and they're not.
They were projected to win in the high 80s, and they've lost all these players, and they're going to win about 80.
They'll be under their total in Vegas.
Maybe. Their overall total, sure. Well, the beginning
their
of the
total
year.
Total was what, 87 or 80?
It was 89. There's no way they're getting to that.
No, you had them at 87, didn't you?
Yeah. That's not happening either.
Okay. Last year, you thought they could win 90. I made you a bet.
Well, they were on pace for 90. That was the
pace means nothing.
Yeah, and your David Bell means nothing.
Okay.
David Bell, get out of here
with
that.
I'm just going to tell you in another area to relax. All these people, and I hear it on WIP, they're so concerned about players not playing
I'm
in
concerned.
Camp because they're injured.
I'm concerned.
Fletcher Cox will be fine. Brandon Brooks not playing. They're amazed at how quick he's recovered. He will be fine. Give me another player. Who else is not
Bradham.
Playing? Bradham. We'll be fine. We'll play.
Lane Johnson. And Dallas Goedert.
Lane Johnson will be fine.
A lot of names,
okay.
Howard.
Okay. Give me another one. Give me
Jalen Mills. Rodney McLeod.
Well, okay.
I got a lot of names here.
I don't know about Rodney McLeod, but Jalen Mills believes that he will be ready. He had an examination last week, and everything went really well with the examination, just trying to get stronger. He thinks he's got a good chance
All right.
to play.
Well, if they're not, it's on you.
Okay.
they don't play. It's on you. All right,
I'm a
Howard.
Top 10 evaluator.
Yeah, you're all right.
you are.
All right, Howard got in a fight today at camp. All right, Howard, I appreciate you.
Chairs. They got to get new chairs for those tents.
Sledgehammers and chairs.
You know
Howard.
What, you know what I'm going to do with those chairs?
What?
Because they were part of the brawl.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them and I'm going to put them up for auction in the Eagles Autism Challenge.
All you have to do is say Eagles players fought with these.
They were player. That's right. They were player fought.
Yes.
Player fought chairs.
Thousands of dollars. All right, Howard. Appreciate you hopping in. I will see you soon. We'll come back. Lots to get into on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.